A surge in the number of people going downtown and the return of tourists and events shows Victoria is continuing to recover from the economic devastation of the pandemic, according to the City of Victoria, which released new economic indicators Tuesday. The numbers, from the second quarter of this year, show pedestrian counts along Government Street are up 90% from the same time last year, and up 38% throughout downtown. At the same time, hotel occupancy climbed to an average of 76.5% in 2022, which is on par with pre-pandemic levels, while the number of event permits issued in the second quarter hit 78, up from just 8 in 2021. In the second quarter of 2019, 86 event permits were issued. There was a 22.7% jump in on-street parking transactions in the second quarter, while the city issued 774 business licenses in that period, well ahead of the 666 in 2021 and the 614 in 2019. The new figures help us see clearly the economic recovery we've all been feeling this spring and early summer, said Mayor Lisa Helps. With a huge rebound in community events and a strong tourism season, people are flooding back downtown. This is a huge boost for small businesses, the people they employ, and everyone building back from the impacts of the pandemic. Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Bruce Williams said the city has risen to the challenge of the pandemic. When you shop at businesses deeply connected to our community, you're investing in your neighbors, friends, family, and fellow local taxpayers. They are the people who make our region a great place to work, live, and raise a family, he said. Destination Greater Victoria Chief Executive Paul Nursey said the area's amazing restaurants and attractions contributed to strong summer visitor numbers. Building permit applications slipped in the second quarter compared to last year, with just 353 issued between April and June of this year compared with 361 last year and 435 in 2019. But the value of those permits hit $186.2 million in 2022. Well over last year's total of $146.9 million, and $62.8 million in the second quarter of 2019. The city also issued fewer film permits in the second quarter of this year, just 4, compared with 38 at the same time last year, as the industry played catch-up in 2021 with several new productions after the pandemic-forced hiatus. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.